This episode of Navel Gazing is sponsored by ValleyGivesBack.org. Adding a Valley charity to your estate plan creates a lasting legacy that tells future generations what causes matter to you. Your action will inspire others to follow your lead and make a difference. With a plan gift, you have the power to impact the Valley community forever without affecting your current lifestyle. Learn more at ValleyGivesBack.org, an initiative of the Valley Community Foundation. Plan now, give later, and impact tomorrow at ValleyGivesBack.org.
For hundreds of years, we brought you the news. Printed the info, we gave you the clues. Owners' profits were always sky high. Changing market now threatens our lives. Post-literation, critical reading, dumbed down nation, signs of inbreeding. TV sucking ideas from our head. Public discourse just about dead. We'll ride the dinosaur. Yeah, ride the dinosaur.
Hi there, it's Eugene Driscoll of ValleyIndie.org. Welcome to Navel Gazing, the Valley Indie's weekly podcast. Today, I'm talking to Jackie Downing. She's from the Community Foundation for Greater New Haven. We talk for a little bit about The Great Give. That's an online giving event happening May 1st and May 2nd of 2018. A little less than a month away as of this recording. I owe Jackie an apology. I made her do this interview twice because I have been infected with technical problems at the Valley Indie. There is some type of issue with my MacBook Pro that I'm going to have to send it back to the shop to get repaired. I've lost two recent podcast recordings because of it. So apologies, apologies, apologies. More importantly, like I said, The Great Give is May 1st and May 2nd. And if you don't know what The Great Give is, it is essentially a way to support and donate, give your money, or at least learn about hundreds upon hundreds of nonprofit groups in the Valley and beyond. So at the other end of this podcast, I'll come back and talk about some things specifically the Valley Indie is doing for The Great Give. So please listen all the way through. But without further ado, here is Jackie Downing talking about The Great Give 2018. Thank you.
Here we go. Jackie, thank you so much for coming on the Navel Gazing podcast.
Thank you, Eugene, for having me. It's a pleasure.
No problem. And this is for listeners out there, this is a round two because, my computer had a meltdown. So we're trying this again. So this is going to be really concise, right on target, and will increase donations during The Great Give May 1st by at least $1 million, my thought is.
I hope so. That'd be great.
So let's talk about, give readers an idea of what The Great Give is, first of all.
Okay, The Great Give is a 36-hour online giving challenge. So nonprofits from all over our area, our 20-town region, including Ansonia, Derby, Oxford, Seymour, and Shelton, register to participate in The Great Give. There's no charge to any of the organizations. They put their profile up on thegreatgive.org, and in that 36 hours, we drive donors to those profiles to help raise money. Last year was our eighth event. This is our ninth. Last year in our eighth event, we raised $1.4 million from the community in that 36 hours from more than 8,000 different people. So this year our goal is to raise $1.5 million from at least 9,000 people. It's our 90th anniversary, so we're celebrating with we hope we'll celebrate with 9,000 different people this year.
That's amazing. So if I tune in or I'm on the web starting at 8 a.m. May 1st. How do I donate?
Right. You can go May 1st at 8 a.m. to thegreatgive.org. If you already know the organization that you want to support, you can just go right to that homepage and type in the name of that organization, and it'll take you right to their donation page. If you're not sure, if you know you like to give to the environmental causes, you like to give to youth services, you can search on that homepage by issue area, and it will bring you right to the next level of all of the organizations that are working in that realm in our community. And you can make an informed choice by reading what their mission statement is, what they're doing, and what their needs are right there on that site, and then make your contribution.
And then you can do some of that in advance, correct? If I want to go get a look at some of the nonprofits that benefit from this, I could do that today if I wanted to, correct?
Right. We have 450 organizations that are already profiled on The Great Give. We do still have registration open, so if we have listeners that are nonprofits, you have until April 13th to register and put up your profile. And donors can take a look there now to start choosing their organizations. They can also, after April 23rd, make an advance gift in case they're going to be out of town or not in touch on May 1st and 2nd in that 36 hours. But we encourage things to happen during those 36 hours because during that time, there are lots of extra prizes and incentives. So we do things like an early bird prize or a happy hour prize or a lunch hour prize. So organizations that get gifts during those time periods are eligible for extra money from us. We have $230,000 in prize and match money that we're offering this year in addition to the donor dollars that are raised. Our partner in philanthropy, the Valley Community Foundation, is putting $20,000 in as match money for any donor who lives or works in the Valley. So there will be a prorated match against every dollar raised by Valley folks from the Valley Community Foundation.
Yeah, and one of the Valley Indy is one of the participants in the Great Give, as we have been for a couple of years now, and it's just terribly exciting. I mean, it's important for us because it's a pat on the back for us because we enjoy the interaction with readers, and to actually have people give a couple of bucks is just heartwarming and makes us think, all right, we're doing something with our lives. But it's also just very exciting outside of someone who benefits from it, just to watch the community come together during the Great Give. And it's growing every year a little bit more with different events and different types of prizes. It's like catching a fever in a good way. You have something
Sit on that, to sit on that 36 hours and watch the leaderboard, it's just fascinating because you see two organizations that are very close to each other vying for a prize, and you see it go up by $25 or $100, and then the other one goes up by $25 and $100, and you can just see the competition that's going, but it's all friendly competition. And even if they don't win the prize, they've got a lot of new donors, they've got a lot of people supporting them, and it's a great, as you said, it's a great frenzy that happens in the 36 hours, and people really would love to watch the leaderboard and see things change in the community through their donations.
It's just amazing how many nonprofits there are in the Greater Valley and Greater New Haven, all over the place, doing so much good every day. That's another thing that I personally enjoy out of the Great Give. It's a learning experience. You take a few minutes to go on the website and look at all the profiles. There is just, I mean, anything you can imagine, in terms of doing good for the community, it happens during the Great Give. These are really a good bunch of groups. What about Bad Sons? You have an event coming up at Bad Sons on Roosevelt Drive in the city of Derby. That's a brewery, relatively new, beautiful place, converted old machine shop, I think, or factory of some type. Tell us about that.
It is, and we are doing an event on April 24th, so that's during the advanced giving period. But this event on April 24th is working on a variety of levels. We're working with the Valley Community Foundation and the Community Foundation for Greater New Haven are working with CTYP, the Connecticut Young Professionals Organization, and YEP, which is the Valley Chamber's Young Emerging Professionals. We found that, and they find, that in order for young professionals who are really the best talent in this state to want to stay here, they have to have connection to community. You can get a good job anywhere, but to make a difference in a place like Connecticut, you need to connect with your community and do something that you care about. So through this event, we are inviting nonprofits to send one volunteer representative with a list of the needs of this organization, volunteer needs, and we do sort of a speed dating. So each nonprofit gets 1 minute timed on a cell phone to make a pitch about what opportunities they have for folks to connect with them. And then we just, over the Bad Sons great beers and wine and soda at this place, have an opportunity for the young professionals to meet those board members or volunteers for nonprofits and make those connections. What makes this one unique is that Bad Sons Beer Company has a charity tap. Now, they always have this charity tap. It's a big white handle if you go into their tap room, which is open Tuesday through Saturday in the evenings. If you see this big white handle, every sale from that big white handle on the tap goes to a charity pool. So they, at the end of the month, give a contribution to whatever charity is benefiting that month. I know they have done the United Way, the Valley United Way. They've done the Boys and Girls Club. Lots of different organizations have already benefited. But the charity tap for the month of April and up to 8 p.m. on May 2nd is going to a prize for the Great Give. So all of the money that is collected from this tap, and it's going to be, Bad Sons has guaranteed at least $1,000, but the more beer we sell, the more the prize.
Hmm.
All of that money will be given to an organization that is based in the Valley that gets the most donors between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. on May 2nd. Now on that happy hour, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., the prize will go to that Valley-based organization. So it's sort of a win-win because it's good beer, it's a good time, it's a way to connect to the community, and it's a special way to raise money for nonprofits.
Yeah, that's great. So that's Bad Sons on Roosevelt Drive in Derby. And then I think was the last area of questioning here, since this is our second go-ahead at this. You have a new vendor sort of running the behind-the-scenes aspect of the Great Give, because this is, you know, this is a technological miracle for me every year to participate in this, because it makes it so easy to raise money. Talk to me for a second about the new company, how often you work with them, and then we always get, once the Great Give starts, people want to know, well, how much is actually going to the nonprofit or charity that I'm giving my money to?
Okay. We're working with a company this year called GiveGab. It's our first year with GiveGab, but we've been working with them since the fall. We did a very good job of vetting lots of opportunities of other vendors, and GiveGab really had the best features, the best customer service, and the lowest fees, so we decided to go with them. They provide for us lots of things, and two of the main things that we look at are security and customer-friendly use. So security, in our 9 years, and I'm knocking wood, we have never had a data breach with our credit card information. We've never had a security problem, and GiveGab has assured us that they have that same level of security. So we are confident going into this that a donor who puts their credit card information into the Great Give will not have that data compromised. So that's a level of security that is very important to us. We pay fees to make sure that security exists. We also pay fees for the customer-friendly UA that GiveGab is working with us. They have about 30 different videos to help nonprofits succeed. We do a lot of training, but we can't possibly reach everyone when they're available. So GiveGab has on the Great Give site about 30 different training videos to help a nonprofit perfect their profile so it compels people to give, to create peer-to-peer fundraising to help them raise their dollars, to develop a social media strategy to be able to get out there. Not all organizations have that expertise, so GiveGab is very helpful in being able to walk folks through so that they can have success within their organization for this. So for those services, we are paying GiveGab 2% of each gift that comes in. It's the cost of doing business. If you go out and you buy tickets online to go see a show, there is always a service fee. This is just that service fee. So the 2% goes to GiveGab, but we are fortunate that GiveGab puts a cap on that. So larger donors who are giving over $1,000, it's not 2%, it's a cap of $20 flat. So if you give $5,000, you're not going to be paying 2%, you're only going to be paying $20. And that's for the host provider. In addition to that, we do pay 2.2% plus 30 cents to the credit card.
Mm-hmm.
The credit card companies, that's MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover. That goes directly to the credit card companies. Those rates we've negotiated with the power of GiveGab, who runs these events across the country. They have some pretty good negotiation power. we've gotten that fee down. Last year, our total fee was 5.75%.
Oh, wow.
This year, we're paying 4.2 plus 30 cents. So the fees have really gone down for us and for the nonprofits. The Community Foundation for Greater New Haven and the Valley Community Foundation do not take any fees off this. It is a public service that we do, and we're happy to provide those services. We do a great deal of marketing on behalf of organizations to get the community excited about this. So you'll see billboards, you'll see it all over social media, you'll see it Google ads and Facebook ads, and you'll see us on television, you'll hear us on the radio, we'll be everywhere, just to raise the awareness and drive people to the event on May 1st and 2nd.
Yeah, and as a nonprofit, again, who participates in this, if anybody's cynical out there, I can tell you that we would never be able to raise the money that we raise each year if it wasn't for the Great Give. In terms of we use it as our reader drive. And last year, I think we had 140 people donate. And one of the great things about the Great Give for us is that you get a letter automatically. You make a donation, you get an emailed letter confirming it. These are, of course, tax deductible. So that saves Ethan and I 8 hours. So there's just a bunch of little things like that that make this a really wonderful event. I can just attest to that personally. And outside of all that, it is just really cool, really exciting, and it's a great way to there's a lot of nonprofits in the Valley alone. We hear the names, we maybe see the press releases when they do their annual dinners. We always know they're trying to raise money. This puts words into action, I think. And I just can't stress enough how just exciting it is. What's it like to be at the Community Foundation for Greater New Haven during the Great Give? Because, this is 9 years now you've been doing this?
Yep, this is our ninth event.
Wow.
And I have to be honest, last year, in the last 2 hours, we watched you. So that's what we...
That's always embarrassing.
That's what we were doing. We were watching you. It's really exciting. I mean, we're on the phones all day long in case a donor is having a problem processing their gift, or if a nonprofit has some questions. We are awarding prizes on an hourly basis. As I said, we have $230,000 in prizes. Many of those are hourly prizes. Some of them are random. So if an organization just happens to get a gift during the 1 to 2 o'clock hour in the afternoon, we're going to the computer will randomly generate a name for us, and that organization gets a $500 golden ticket. We also have the hourly competitive prizes, and as I said, watching the leaderboard is fascinating during that time to see what's happening with these numbers of gifts. Even those that don't win the prize really win because they have a lot of support behind them, and we see that all the time. So it's really gratifying to see how the community comes together and comes through about the things they care about. And every organization, I think, is doing very well on their scale. I mean, there are some organizations that may raise tens of thousands of dollars, and there are some organizations that raise $5,000, but on a budget size of $50,000, if you're raising $5,000 in 36 hours, wow, that's huge.
Mm.
So, it has to look at the scale of organizations. We have some $10 million organizations in this challenge. We also have some all-volunteer organizations that are trying their best. So we encourage them at whatever level they are to engage with their donors, to say thank you often, to bring them back in and make sure they get them back next year, because it piggybacks on each other. If you've got a donor that is loyal to you, you have to tell them the good work that you're doing, and if they care about the cause, they're going to come back.
Yeah, what's amazing for us so far, now about a month away from it, we put out a call the other day looking for nonprofits to come in, because Ethan and I are going to try, although I'm getting too old for it, to do the 36-hour webcast. We have a new camera that we think will work better than the things we've used in the past. So we put a call out there, hey, nonprofits, you want to come in if you're in the Valley area, because we're very hyper local. Come on in and tell us about your cause, and maybe people will help you. We've got a bunch of new ones that I don't think have ever participated. I had to go check to make sure they were registered beforehand, and they are. So you're doing something right there. Do you guys take the next day off after, like, May 3rd? Are you back in the office at 6 a.m.? Because I would imagine this. I have it in my head you're doing this 24 hours a day.
Absolutely. We are awarding those prizes all night long. So if I can do that, I'm older than you are, Eugene. You've got to do that webcast. So I challenge you to spend that 36 hours. But yeah, we do this all night long, as well as our partners at GiveGap. We have contact with them throughout this in case there are any problems, in case anything's going wrong. So we do have, it's a lot of work leading up to it. It's an adrenaline rush for the 36 hours of it. But then everybody wants to know who won the prizes, and that's a lot of calculations. So I'd love to take the next day off, but the next day is critical in making sure that the right organizations get the prizes that they deserve. So we do a lot of due diligence. Some of our prizes are based on new donors. We double check to make sure that the person who's checked that box that says they're a new donor really is a new donor and they're not in our database from last year. We take a look at numbers of Valley donors, so that's a self-selected liver work in the Valley. So some of our prizes are based on that calculation. So it takes us a lot of time to extract all that data, sort it out in the right way. And then there are some organizations that are eligible for more than one prize, but organizations can only win one grand prize. So we try to get them the maximum amount of money. So we will, if they qualify for the grand prize of $15,000, that's the one they're going to get. If they qualify for two $10,000 prizes, then we're going to see who else fits into another category so we can spread the prize money as far around as we can to make sure that many organizations are benefiting from those prizes. So that's the next day. And then there are a couple of donors who may have made a mistake in their gift. You know, sometimes they put an extra zero, so they meant to give $25 and they actually gave $2,500. So we want to make sure that we respond to those donors in a quick way. So our work really doesn't stop until the 25th of May when the checks actually get distributed to the organizations. The money gets transferred to the organizations for all of their prizes, all of the match money that they've deserved, and everything that they raised from their donors.
That's great. Jackie, I want to thank you again for coming on the podcast. Fingers crossed that this one actually makes it to the air. We might use some great give money to buy a new computer because I'm having issues. But I want to thank you. I want to thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Eugene.
All right, take care. Hi, this is Eugene Driscoll, most likely interrupting myself to bring you a message from our sponsor, ValleyGivesBack.org. Adding a Valley charity to your estate plan creates a lasting legacy that tells future generations what causes mattered to you. Your action will inspire others to follow your lead and make a difference. With a planned gift, you have the power to impact the Valley community forever without affecting your current lifestyle. Learn more at valleygivesback.org, an initiative of the Valley Community Foundation. Plan now, give later, impact tomorrow. At valleygivesback.org. Hey, it's Eugene again. Are you sick of hearing my voice? Probably. I'm sick of it. I've never liked my voice, especially this week when I have a cold and I'm all congested. I'm sure I just sound repugnant. Okay. The Great Give is May 1st and May 2nd. Yes, we're saying this over and over again because the Valley Indie is one of the groups you could donate to, and we want you to donate. We're looking to raise $10,000 in 36 hours. This is our major reader fundraiser. This is the one time a year where we just beat you over the head with please donate to keep the Valley Indie alive. Support local journalism. Support independent journalism. No one tells us how to think, what to write. It's old-fashioned community journalism, I hope. So we're asking if you do donate, if possible, make your minimum donation $100. We are a free website. We have costs. We're asking, if possible, minimum donation of $100 during the Great Give, starting at 8 a.m. May 1st. If you don't want to do that, that's okay. Go to our Facebook page during the Great Give, starting 8 a.m. May 1st. Go to thevalleyindie.org, starting 8 a.m. May 1st. You'll see video. Ethan Fry, the other reporter here, we are trying to do a 36-hour webcast. We've pulled it off in the past. Last year, actually, we went home overnight, though. I'll admit that. But we're going for it this year. I'm thinking maybe we'll bring in cots or an air mattress, maybe, you know,
take a nap or something like that overnight, because I'm 44. I'm getting way too old, especially with two kids. I can't do it. But 36-hour webcast, streaming video on our Facebook page, on valleyindie.org. You can watch Ethan and I try to kill 36 hours. It's painful. It's awkward. Flop sweat. But during that time period, we'll have nonprofits in, all kinds of nonprofits from the lower Naugatuck Valley. If you're a nonprofit and you're participating in The Great Give and you're all signed up and ready to go with The Great Give, drop us a line. Come on to our webcast starting at 8 a.m. May 1st and going until 8 p.m. May 2nd. You can come on for 30 minutes. We'll allow you to talk about your nonprofit and what you do in the community and how you'll use the money you hope to raise during The Great Give. There are a million ways to get in touch with us. ValleyIndependentSentinel@gmail.com is one. Our Facebook page has our email addresses. Twitter, contact us that way. Contact us on valleyindie.org. Any article on valleyindie.org has a contact us option. So please drop us a line if you want to come in. As of this recording, we have seven scheduled guests. That's a five nonprofits and then two related. Because I should say, in addition to having nonprofits, this is also our fundraiser. We want to promote others. We want to see other people raise money. We also want to raise $10,000 for the Valley Indie. So we'll have some news-type talk show current event stuff scheduled. We'll probably have First Selectman Kurt Miller on, and we can talk about his resentment that he has towards the Valley Indie to be explored later. More on that later. We'll probably have Chris Bowen is, a Seymour resident, who was one of the first people, one of the first readers we got acquainted with through Twitter. He's been on every year we've done this, and we'll probably have him on again this year. We're going to have a segment where I get into a screaming match, most likely, with a big-time Hollywood screenwriter who hates movie critics. Personal affront to me. So that's going to happen. So it's this whole mix of stuff that'll be going on for 36 hours. Anyone got Brian Dennehy's contact number? We've been trying to get him for a couple of years now because he's from Derby. We'd love to have Brian Dennehy on. Wouldn't that be awesome? But we've got Valley Shakespeare Festival has inquired about a time slot. Treasured Time has inquired. The Derby Running Club is going to be on with us. Spooner House, Master's Table. So please contact us if you want to come on. Also, finally, and then that'll be it. We'll end this episode of Navel Gazing because we're going to drone on a lot about The Great Give between now and May 1st. And let me tell you, we've never done this before, but we're looking for hopefully maybe some type of raffle prize. What we want to do is everybody who donates at least $100, we want to give you the chance to win something. And so if you're a business, particularly a restaurant or a bar, and you have a gift certificate you're willing to donate to the Valley Indie that we can then share with someone who is supporting their community by donating $100 to us, drop us a line too. We're thinking like $25 gift certificate, something small. And I know businesses get hit up all the time for this type of thing. We've never done it before, so I don't even know if this is the way you do it. But it's just one of the things we're trying different this year for The Great Give. So that's that. There's a million ways, like I said, to contact us, so please do so. And for the regular listeners of this podcast, there are about 100 of you. I just want to say thank you. This is not my strong point by any say or by any stretch of the imagination, but I do truly appreciate you listening to us. So for Ethan Fry in absentia, this is Eugene Driscoll of ValleyIndie.org saying thank you.
For hundreds of years, we've brought you the news. For the info, we gave you the clues. We're always sky high. Changing market now threatens our lives. Post-literation, critical reading, dumbed down nation, signs of inbreeding. TV sucking ideas from our head. Public discourse just about dead. We'll ride the dinosaur. Yeah, ride the dinosaur. Our readers are in the opens each day. Online clickbait, a brilliant way. It's free information here to stay. Not even hookers. Get give it away, yay. Advertising, metastasizing, newsroom shrinking, constant attrition. We'll ride the dinosaur, we'll ride the dinosaur.